Blog Talk Radio.
Jim and Eddie here with you, and if you thought this was going to be easy, you must be new, because here we go again, Game 7, Saturday, Rangers Capitals. Eddie, good evening, sir. I'm not going to ask you, I'm not going to say, how are you? Because I know, how are you?
How are you? I'm doing well, considering, last night was a real tough pill to swallow. Real tough. Real tough. Well, that's right, Mr. Sulu. Sound red alert.
Oh, my.
We are in a very perilous waters. We are, or to keep it in the Star Trek realm, we are have passed the neutral zone.
Kobayashi Maru. I don't believe in the no-win scenario.
I don't think everybody's going to like what I have to say tonight. And usually, you know, I think we're all on the same page where we're disappointed, maybe a little bit PO'd at our Rangers, but I'm not even... I wish I was just mad. I really don't think this team at this point, after 13 games into the playoffs, going on to their 14th game in a month of playoff hockey, has it in them to take a seventh game unless Henrik Lundqvist is flawless. And that's about it, because this team just doesn't score and doesn't look like it wants to score. It's just a game. It's a team that's young, and it's a team that is very disciplined, but I feel like they keep doing the same things over and over again, because frankly, it's worked for the majority of the season. But until things change with their approach to this game and the team, I can't see them winning a Game 7 unless Henrik Lundqvist pitches a shutout. I mean, I hate to be the negative Nelly and to, you know, rain on everybody's parade, but listen, we've going into our 96th game of this ridiculousness. And I mean, if I have to watch another squandered power play again, I've had enough. They've had 96, almost 96 games to straighten this shit out. And I'm still getting John Mitchell. Please, I beg of you in the chat room, two things I need for you guys to do. Find out for me how many power play goals John Mitchell got during the year and playoffs, and when was the last time he scored. Then, if you can do me a second favor, find out when Dan Girardi last scored on the power play. Because I don't see it. Why, like a bunch of robots, does John Tortorella have to throw out the same guys with the same result? Zippo, Nada, Umgats. That's who the Rangers forward should be. Zippo, Nada, and Umgats. And I'll let my comedy genius partner come up with the two defensemen name. That's the new Ranger power play. You could come up with, I don't know, I can't.
What's the, wait, give me the forwards again. Nada, Zippo, Nada,
Zippo,
and Gots?
Umgats, that's the first line forward. You're going with the defenseman.
One is Bupkis.
Bupkis on defense.
The Greek fella.
Rod Bupkis. The Rod Bupkis. Rod Bupkis.
Yeah, get the Greek fella back at the blue line. And I don't know. We'll think of another one.
Maybe yeah, the chat room come on one too.
Yeah, we'll get, yeah, they could put the other man on the blue line. Can I make a comment about the power play? And I
Go
said
ahead.
This to you. I said this to you on Saturday at the viewing party. I think I said it to Steve Schaefer. You know, I've long and I will continue to defend, and I have long defended, pardon the pun, and I like him, but I've never seen another defenseman in my entire life who loses more pucks at the blue line than Michael Delzato. Never, never in my life have I seen a defenseman with worse acumen, worse savvy. I mean, is that blue line kryptonite to him? I swear at one point he got the puck and he literally shit his pants. I could swear it was on the ice. I have never in my life seen a defenseman lose more pucks. Back to Delzato at the point, and it's out of the zone. Back to Delzato at the point, and it's out of the zone. And Delzato chases down the ice. Back to Delzato at the point, and it's out of the zone. And I am a Delzato supporter. Yeah, I made fun of him last year. We have fun coming up with the name. But he is... And I understand he's young, and I do believe he will improve. But I have never in my life seen a defenseman who is worse at the blue line at holding the puck in than Michael Delzato.
You are killing me.
Exactly. Back to Delzato at the point, and out. Back to Delzato at the point, and out. And Delzato chasing.
Keep doing this to me. Stop. Stop doing this to me. Stop. Hello.
So here's my solution. I have a solution because I know John Tortorella is listening to this show. He's guest 4913, pretty sure. Put Delzato on the half wall if you got to have him out there. At least if he loses the puck, it'll just hit the wall and bounce back to him. Put him at the half wall. Put Richards at one point. Put Stepan at the other, or Stahl, who all of a sudden is the most offensive defenseman on his team. He's joining the rush. He's driving to the net. He's shooting the puck.
Why like stop there? Offensive like, defenseman? How about offense? I see more offense from our defensemen than I see from our forwards.
Yeah. How often is Ryan McDonough the best forward on the ice?
This
put Delzato down on the half wall.
No power play goals for the year, according to Howie Sussman.
Hey, Justin. Good evening.
I mean, what do you
I'm
going
to put you on in just a minute. I know you're on very limited time. Justin's actually calling us from work, so when we get in trouble, we'll put him on in a minute here.
And this is the root of my problem. My problem is the power play just gets me into such an aggravated mode that I have no feeling that they can score even strength when they can't score. And don't they look impotent, flaccid. What else can I use? I mean, and then right off the bat, Washington gets a goal, power play goal. It's all they needed, really. I mean, the Rangers scored late, but come on. They're able to score on the power play. It's disheartening. And I'm looking at the playoff stats here, and what's mystifying is that every team that is terrible on the power play, or there's only two teams behind the Rangers that are still in the playoffs that have a worse power play percentage than we do. That's Phoenix at 16.1. We are at 16.4. And I guarantee most of those power play goals were like at the end of the game. We had two power play goals in that overtime win that really carried over into the next game. I got to tell you, what emotion the Rangers came out with against the Caps. And the Kings, who are at 8.5. Everybody's done with their series. Everybody got the job done except our Rangers, who are brutalizing their fan base with these one-goal games, with this ineptness. So I'm not happy. I think they're going to lose. I'm sorry to say that. I hope they win. I'm going to root for them. And until they can solve the likes of Jason fucking Chimera, and I'll get into that broadcast. Oh, I got a lot to say about that broadcast. But let's get to Justin.
All right. Let's bring Justin on real quick.
Justin on.
Justin, you there? Let's try this again. Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
How are
Justin,
you?
Justin, how you? I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm excellent.
Yeah. That kind of sucked, huh?
Kind of?
To say the least, Ranger fans are starting to eat their own now. Everybody's turning against each other.
That's right. We're gonna take Game 7. I'm telling you, we're going to take Game 7. Mark my words.
What are we going to use?
we're going to use Hank, I guess.
Some
I don't know. I just
will go in, it'll be 1-0, and that's it.
Hopefully. Well, hopefully it's 5-0, but I don't know. I will figure a way. I know we will. In the Garden, Game 7, just like we did against Ottawa, we'll figure a way out.
It's a bunch of garbage.
Don't plan
Everybody's
on it.
Everybody's like, what? Yep.
Well.
The Rangers show to me that they are not. They're not an emotional team. They are a team that plays their system till the end, whether it's working or not. They had two chances to ride emotion and blew it. Last night, granted that early penalty, and then Ovechkin scored, took the breath out of the Rangers right away, but Rangers could have ridden that momentum. From games, yeah, you can hate him, you can say he sucks all the time. You know what? The guy's a hell of a player. He's a dirty player, he's a douchebag, but he's a hell of a hockey player. And I'm just sick of it. John Mitchell on the power play. This just in, I don't know if you heard, he has no power play goals this season.
Oh, gee, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
What a waste.
I'm just sick of seeing the same old thing. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, Well, hopefully we will make some adjustments, come out, you know, with the Garden crowd.
Wow. That's the only thing we got going for. There'll be no adjustments made. They maybe flip the line changes around. We don't make adjustments.
I'm just saying, I don't think there's booze in two in a row. I just don't see it happening.
Well,
they've hardly done it all year long.
It's true. But I will say this. I think you're right. If Henrik plays flawlessly and the emotion of the crowd. And remember, the Garden crowd is a fickle thing. They get out to a lead, the crowd's going to be pumped. They go down one goal, that's what's going to be going on.
Yeah. The key is going to be scoring first. We got to score first, period.
Take shelter. That's what's going to be.
Well, I think I got approval from the wifey to go ahead and go watch the game with Jim on Saturday. So I think I'm gonna head over there and we're gonna watch the game and hopefully not, you know, go nuts.
Well, that's good. See, when you get together with your friends, you know,
day off from work.
I tried to trade my shift. No one really wanted to, so I'm just going to call in. I don't care.
There you go.
But, yeah, I'll come over and watch them, and I got approval for that. So, so we'll watch the game. And they're going to win, I'm telling you. That's just my gut feeling is they're going to win. So,
who'd you have to get approval from? I'm still on that.
Yeah, no, I got approval. I'm all good. So.
From who?
Huh?
From who?
I got approval from Bella.
This is me we're talking about. Bella.
Oh, I know. I had double check, you know. But
we're gonna have a long talk. Get here early so we can have a talk.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Go back. All right, go back to work. It takes a lot of time.
I'll try to.
See you Saturday.
All right. See you guys later.
All right. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. What you want to? We got more calls. You want to jump in on the broadcast or?
No. Let the people speak.
By the way, you know how on the radio broadcast Kenny Albert and you got Kenny Albert and Dave Maloney and then they have Don LaGreca down between, you know, doing the sideline stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, LaGreca wasn't there. It was Steve Gelbs.
That douchebag.
That fucking. He sounds like such a putz too. And he's interviewing Andrew Gross, and Andrew Gross is, you know, talking about the game, and he's trying to break things down, and, you know, and he was giving some good, you know, good insight, and saying how if the Rangers don't score a goal off a rebound last night, they're never going to, and you know. They both went to Syracuse or something like that. So Steve goes, well, I know we're both Syracuse guys, but tonight it's go Rangers. I'm like, yeah, that's professional.
He's a fucking douchebag.
Like, you're talking to a beat writer. Is that what he, like, what the fuck, man? Dummy.
Everybody
you
calls
dummy.
In tonight, say fuck Gelbs when you call in. Or at the end of the phone call.
Yeah. Fuck Steve Gelbs. That's what we want to hear tonight. All right. I think Stan's on the hold. Do you want to talk to Stan?
Oh, Stan knows his shit, he told us last time.
Yeah.
Stan, are you there? There you are, Stan.
Hope
Hi, Stan.
How you doing?
Good.
Stan, I need words of encouragement. Do you have any?
No. I'll tell you what
no.
I do have, and it's this. You know, when they put the Kreider in, they played him with Stepan, and they had good chemistry and produced offense. So now Tortorella, because Kreider had a turnover, he puts him on the fourth line with Rupp and Mitchell, which basically neutralizes Kreider. He's got Stepan playing with Fedotenko and Prust, two guys who couldn't, you know, hit the floor if they fell out of bed. So he basically neutralizes Stepan. So two of his top six forwards, he's got playing with four guys who haven't scored a goal since I think March. Could you explain that to me?
Yeah, the coach is Zubats.
Okay. There you go.
It makes look. I mean, I said this today on Blue Shirt Banner. We were talking about it. If they signed Kreider and put him on the roster and thought that he wasn't going to make defensive mistakes at some point, then they were either naive, stubborn, or both. Play him on the second line, and you're just going to have to deal with his mistakes, and occasionally he's going to take a bad penalty. It makes no sense to have him on the fourth line with Mike Rupp, who could skate from one end of the ice, one end and back, before Rupp gets to the red line. It makes Brian Boyle fast.
Or suspend the hot-headed Italian you're benched every time you mistake the priorities that he has, and just let Kreider slide by making the mistake. Bench him next year.
Yeah.
Demote him next year. Keep Stefan together with him. They're world juniors. They look good in the playoffs. Why is he breaking them up? He destroyed two lines by doing that.
Yep, that's it. So we'll see what he does tomorrow. Because right now they have one line, and they're checking that line, and that's why they're not scoring. It's not hard. I mean, this isn't rocket science to figure this out.
And you know what else I don't get? All year long, they go like two shifts without scoring, and he jiggles all the lines. Now all of a sudden the lines are set in stone.
Right.
There were no changes last night, were there?
No, I don't think so.
Not really.
Last night, any other night this year, they needed line juggling, and he doesn't do it.
They got like 10 guys who haven't gotten a goal since the playoffs started. It's killing me.
These Zubats. It's
literally killing me to watch. Oh, just to watch, nobody can score. Nobody.
You know, when I was very confident that they were going to beat Ottawa, even though when they were down 3-2. I was very confident when they won that game Monday, that miracle game, that they were going to, you know, probably win last night, but certainly win Saturday. Now I'm kind of up in the air. I mean, they look so nothing.
They're going to lose.
You know.
They're going to lose.
I mean, they got to come out and get a couple of goals, you know.
Unless something crazy happens. They're going to lose tomorrow night. I hate to say it. Listen, I want them to win so badly. But I think this is the end of the line with this nonsense. The one-goal nonsense is caught up to them. They can't score. They can't get – it's what we said since the beginning. Without the power play being addressed, they've got to get special teams goals, and they just – don't do it. They don't get even strength goals. How can you win a hockey game? I just don't see it unless, like I said, Henrik's flawless or, like, you know, they get dopey and get three goals in the first period. You know?
I'll settle for two. I'll settle for
two,
one, actually.
Yeah, I'm getting crazy thinking three. But that's what I would feel comfortable with is three goals. You're right. Two goals I'm comfortable with. I'm very disgusted. I'm being realistic. I'm not being pissed off or this. If I had to handicap that game, I'm saying the Rangers can't win that game because they can't score.
He's got to change put the lines back. Get Stefan and Kreider together.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Why not even go with, and if you don't do, I don't know. Just go with works. What worked. Well.
All right, that's it for tonight, guys. I'm checking out.
All right, Stan.
All right, Stan.
Take care.
Take care.
Take care, brother.
Bye. All right.
And Chris to me, right. Again, he brings up another good thing. You said it first, and I'm saying it again at every opportunity. Stop with Dan Girardi. Get McDonough on the power play. Get Strowman on the power play. Whatever have I gotten the Dan Girardi power play goal numbers? Have they come in yet? What do you have, five goals?
Or still last tabulated year? Them. Still add them up.
At this point, I'm ready to put anybody but John Mitchell out on the power play. That second line is atrocious. To be embarrassed. Embarrassed. Strowman's got more goals than half the forwards, three quarters of the forwards on this team. Brandon Prust, stop. Even strength, he's useless. What is he doing out there? He's got nobody to fight. He isn't hitting. Now he's starting to go with Chimera, balking with him. Wind up going to take a stupid penalty because of Chimera. Again, Brandon Prust, I love you, but guess what? You've been useless as a tits and a bull in this fucking playoffs. Boyle, what has he done since he's come back? Nothing. Terrible. Fedotenko, he can't score. Rupp, he can't score. Eric Stepan, he can't score. The whole team can't score.
No, run him down again.
Say the whole team. Did Mario Gavrik score? Well, yeah, I guess. Derek Stepan? Mike Rupp? John Mitchell? Ruslan Fedotenko? Brian Boyle? That's it. All I see is Anton Strowman, Mark Stahl. That's the only guys that score. Jim. Jim. Richards is the only one who scores.
You really, well, I guess it's hard to say because you never know what really would have happened, but if they didn't come back and win the game in overtime the other night, they might be done. Might be over. Cue the bugler. Cue the bugler. Well, who knows? Because last night, then their backs would have been up against the wall.
Yeah, and they would have came out the same. Didn't I tell you the last game? It doesn't matter what the previous game is. They're going to come out the next game and just play the way they play. It doesn't matter. There's no momentum. There's no like, hey, guys, we could seal a deal here. Let's put them away.
We're
going to
win the playoffs.
We can win the playoffs here. No. It's like, let's get the matchup. We got to stop the great Keith Acoin. Oh, every team, Pierre Maguire said, should have a Keith Acoin. I don't want him. Guess what? I'd rather have our shit than that shit, Keith Acoin. I'd rather have John Mitchell than Keith Acoin. Alexander Ovechkin is taking it to the next level. Give it a break. What do you have, three shots on net? So yeah. He took a shot after he fell down. Big shit, who cares? Braden Holtby taking his mask off after every save. I'm so glad they showed his ugly mother and then the Rangers scored. Show those stupid, goofy parents more. Maybe the Rangers will get more goals. Simple Jack and his wife. Show them more.
I convened.
Every time they show those mongoloids, the Rangers score. Show them constantly.
I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Horrible. Mike Green, what a story. What a comeback. Mike Green.
What a pal.
Sucks. What about Mark Stahl? What he's done in these playoffs? Anybody. They were talking about the Capitals. Every guy was, oh, that's Troy Brower. That's why they got him from that Troy Brower. They were lauding that line. Fucking winning two to nothing. Every game has been a one goal. Nobody's better than anybody in this series. It's about as even as it could be.
The coin flip series.
That's why George McPhee got Keith Acoin. It's in a coin flip series.
Nah, I get it.
Yeah. I really think they seriously.
Ah, shut the hell up.
It was like you said. What did you say one time? It was like a beehive fell all over their faces, over the Capitals. It was dripping.
Make it look like a beehive broke over their head.
So, yeah. Like
that's a dice slide.
Capitals, this, Capitals. Then I'm getting it from my friends. Oh, Ed, you just saw it because the Rangers are losing. No. Well, yeah. But no. The Capitals continually have 23 shots or under in a game, and I got to be convinced that Braden Holtby is dendriding, that Ovechkin is dominating a game, taking it to the next level? Meanwhile, Lundqvist is making saves like, you know, and Braden Holtby makes one, you know, crappy stop on Brian Boyle, and what a story. What a story, Braden Holtby and his ugly parents are. What a story. Good for you.
Oh, good for you. Every fucking shot last night went into Braden Holtby's chest. They showed a highlight reel towards the end of the game, all his saves. Every one of them, right into his chest with a clear line of sight. Nobody's in his face. He could see the puck, the guy shooting it, and the brand of shirt the goal judge was wearing at the other end of the ice. It couldn't have been. Even Brad Richards has said, we have not made him stand on his head. This guy's not even breaking a sweat. I don't give a shit how many times he's taken his mask off to fluff his neck beard. Fucking Kenny Loggins, bitch.
Yeah, that's right. He looks like Kenny Loggins, douchebag.
To the danger zone.
Return to Pooh Corner. And you know what? They're winning tomorrow night. The Rangers are winning tomorrow night. I don't want to hear no more of this.
It's over.
It's going to go what? 9 overtime. And they're going to win 1-0. 200 shots on goal tomorrow.
That's
12 periods.
What is the story of this Braden Holtby? He's a story.
Well, you're going to need a B12 shot because this game ain't ended until sometime Tuesday. We'll do three shots while this game is on.
8-minute mark. The Capitals will score. The crowd will be out of it, and that'll be the end of it. Good night, everybody. Let's talk trash.
Keep your fucking discipline here now.
You know what?
Mr. No adjustments doesn't make adjustments.
Here's another thing about Tortorella. When they lose, don't put him out there for a press conference, because all he does is embarrass himself and the organization. He's worse than my daughter when it comes to his maturity level. Sits there like you said, a petulant child. Barking at the reporters. He's a little fucking bully. So when they lose, just go put him back in his box. And say, you know what, guys? No press conference tonight. What do you want to hear? The power play can't score. You know, it's the same old shit. I'm not going to tell you who played badly. I'm not going to break down players. He was yelling at our friend Pat Leonard last night during the press
conference. Oh, really?
I take that personally. Yeah, Pat, stop coaching the team. Somebody's gotta. Pat's just making adjustments. Go back in your box.
I'd rather have Pat Leonard running that power play than Mike Sullivan, who's drawing up Mad Libs over there. Whatever he's drawing on that thing, I don't know what he's doing on that pad.
What was the name of that thing that you used to get at like McCrory's or Woolworths that had all the shavings in it? You had the magnet. You had to make the beard.
That's
what was that?
Do it. He's doing
something Willie or Fat Willie, so I don't know what that thing was called.
But instead of it's a picture of Brian Boyle with his mustache and his D'Artagnan.
Willie, that's it. Chris DeMeat got it. Willie.
Yeah, it's Wally Willie he's drawing up there. Since it's Boyle, though, with his D'Artagnan / Captain Morgan look.
Vigo to Butch.
It was getting so bad last night. Jim, I was going, you know, I wish we had Dubinsky. I would have more confidence in Brandon Dubinsky scoring than some of these guys out there now.
Well, who would you rather see out there on a power play, Brandon Dubinsky or Joni Mitchell? Stump Mitchell.
Stump. I would rather. I can't. Yes, that's what he had. Look, cut us on a power play goal. Why are you playing the power play? If you don't produce in a position, I mean, the normal way of things is that you don't play that position in that situation.
And you did notice that he rolled out the Fedotenko Final Four, right? Almost on cue, he rolled that fucking line onto the ice last night. On cue.
I know. He just keeps playing the horses.
Jim.
And, Jim, the horses are something of broke down.
Fucking mules, more like it.
They need to be shot out of them. It's just too long. But I mean, I don't want to get too deep into the whole thing, but, you know, they started off the season in Europe. They got through 80 – we and the team, especially we, because I really care more about the fans right now at this point, went through 82 games of one-goal games. Now we're going into 14 games, plus a triple overtime, plus an overtime of one-goal games. These horses are tired. They're dead. I don't know if we can even squeeze another goal out of some of these losers.
Oh, come on. Come on.
They're losers. I'm sorry. There are certain guys on this team. I don't care if you play third line or four. I got to see Jason Chimera and Brooks Light and all these other morons step their game up. They can manage to get goals, but our dummies can't. When I say losers, I mean losers in the fact that they can't score. I mean, they had 130. They're not losers. I don't know. I'm frustrated. Maybe I said losers wrongly. But come on. You can't go 3 months without scoring. You're an NHL player, for Christ's sake. I don't care if you play the fourth line, the third line, the second line. Somebody goddamn score. But quality of this. When was the last time they had an odd man rush? Game four?
Yeah, of the 97 finals.
Are they unable to crack this vaunted Washington? It's like, you know, what are they, the Chicago Bears of hockey now? We can't get an odd man rush. We got speedy guys. They got fossils. Jeff Halpern, are you kidding me? Jeff Halpern? Roman Hanulik? I don't know who's older. Dale Hunter or Hanulik?
The gutless puke, as Theo Fleury called him. Safe. Gina, as we've said many times on this show, safe is death. Now it's just death.
Death. But Gina's right. There was a time when the Rangers defensemen were pinching all the time in this series. And they need to do that. They need to take the game. But they're unable to do that. I mean, again, I apologize for calling them losers. I can't call it. But, I mean, the guys we don't expect to score, can we just get some goals? Even from the guys we expect to score, can we just get some goals? That's all I want to say. Can we just get some goals? This is not soccer. Yep. And we outshoot them predominantly. And again, like you said, into the chest of the great Braden Holtby, the third string goalie from Valhalla.
Guy's probably got bruised. He's probably got bruised nipples.
I don't. Unless Henrik shuts them out tomorrow night, they're not winning. That's the way I look at it. I'm frustrated. I want them to win. I hope they win. I'll go crazy when they win. But I don't think many Ranger fans after that performance, sure, we were dejected, but what positive could I take away from that game?
Nobody got hurt. I had that ready.
What got hurt? Like a John Scott, maybe. I take John Scott over the foul.
John Scott. Oh, God. Is that what we're down to now?
I still rather not see John Scott. That's how John Scott is. Yeah, and Chris DeMeade is on again. We got out blocked, too. We get 30 shots, 32 are blocked. So now you got the defensemen thinking twice before they shoot, and that's bad news in Rangerville. It's just we don't get shooting. We don't really make our own shooting lanes or get the puck to the shooting lane. So when we do have it, we don't need defensemen thinking twice. They just got to shoot. People asking about Zuccarello. I think he's played for Norway in the World Championships right now. I don't know where he is. He's still
he still can't shoot. He's at least a week away, week and a half probably.
From so, what?
Broken wrist.
I think with a broken wrist, he'd be better
than John Mitchell, even with a broken wrist.
Yeah. He's skating with the team, but
somebody on Blue Shirt Banner said, "Oh, well, if Zuccarello was healthy, Kreider would sit." Like what? Like the only way that's true is if Kreider's too tall to ride this ride.
So I don't know, guys. I didn't see anything. I mean, I wasn't expecting a carryover. But I was not expecting the Rangers to take 42 minutes off in that game, 52 minutes off, and really just come on in the last 8 minutes. But maybe I'm just sour because I had to listen to, you know, Jim, I thought about you too because you were saying about the broadcast and, you know, how you listen. I don't mind Emmerich, but when they're, now, it'll probably be the opposite at the Garden. They'll pump up the Rangers more, but last night, it was just too much Caps for me. The great Caps. Who can barely beat a team that can't score. That's how good they are.
All right, you ready to go back to the phones?
Yes.
All right, let's talk to Howie. Howie, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Hey, Howie.
Hey. Doing all right. How about you?
All right. Now, are you convinced they're going to lose tomorrow night?
No, I have a gut feeling they're going to find a way to win. It's going to be one of them. Ten minutes left. They're going to be up a goal, and my nerves will be fine for like the first 50 minutes. The last 10 minutes, I'll be a basket case, like I was in Game 7 against Ottawa.
Right.
But you know, last night was so uninspiring. I'm not up on my computer. I had to come downstairs to call, but I typed in earlier. I said I got so disgusted with him last night. I started watching something on the History Channel about the backstory about Jonestown, and I said,
"Nice."
Yeah, I said maybe I should have had some of that Kool-Aid.
Excellent.
It was so bad. I mean, they were so uninspired. I mean, you know, you're in a game where you can take that, you know, put it to the jugular, and they could have taken the whole thing and ran with it, and they just uninspired. And you know, I think the penalty kind of early on, really just poof, any kind of oomph they had was gone. And, you know, it's disheartening. But as you guys have been saying all along, they really need some more offense. I'm tired of these one-goal games. Just once I want to see them, you know, win a game. Forget the two-game ones aside. Just go in and say, you know, blow a team out like 5-1. Make it easy.
Yeah.
Just make it easy once.
When was the last time they won a game by three goals?
Oh my God! You got to go back to the regular season sometime.
Well, no, actually, the first game. No, the first game one against Ottawa, they won 4-2. That's right. So, when was the last time they won a goal game by three goals?
God.
By the way,
here's
a stat for you. In the last 35 games, including the regular season, they're 18-17.
So they're playing. So essentially, they're 500 the last two months of the season.
Yeah, the last quarter of the season now? No, third of the season?
Yeah, last quarter of the regular season and into this. There's 500 team.
So the last third of the games they've played, give or take, they're a 500 team.
And a lot of times they're playing, and I know what the funny thing was is that Caps get their 1-0 lead, and all of a sudden, I forgot who it was, I think it was Jesse Spector said last night on Twitter, he goes, oh, Peter going to go, the Caps are going to play trap, trap, trap for the next 57 minutes. Huh. And I said to him, I broke back right away, I said, yeah, playing, I said, the Caps are going to play not to lose. And my whole argument about the NF power play is, you get a 4-minute power play, you take 3 shots, there's way too much passing, they're too hesitant. Why is not, we talk about this a lot, why is Kreider and Hags not on the power play? Speed could really be an answer. I don't care if you stick Rupp in there to stand there as a statue to screen that overrated, overhyped piece of shit Holtby. Just have somebody screen him. You know, got to give the shooter some opportunity.
Just to answer my question, the last three goal win was March 30th against the Canadiens.
Oh, well, Tina went nowhere. So
before that, you have to go back to the middle of February when they beat the Flyers 5-2.
Wow! So it's been 2 goals or less in every one of their wins.
Yep.
So it's a hard way to win, and it's also hard on the fans to have to sit through this every night after night after night. And you know, it's funny. My wife says to me last night, she goes, boy, you were awfully quiet. I said, well, there was nothing, and there's nothing to scream about or get upset about. I go, there was no effort.
Yeah, there was nothing. And, you know, they kept saying on the radio feed that the Rangers were frustrated, and I didn't think that at all. I think to be frustrated, that would constitute an emotion.
Yeah, there was nothing there. You just, they showed torts at one time, and you just showed nothing.
The Caps weren't doing anything to frustrate them.
No, the Rangers just weren't playing.
Yeah.
And the
very
other thing
poor
is,
effort. And yeah. Coach didn't have ready to play. Napoleon.
Yeah, and the other thing that drove me is the NBC's blowjob fest of the Caps. I mean, that was just disgusting and disgraceful. And Pierre Maguire, I wish somebody would take him out in the freaking side of the arena and beat the shit out of him. I can't stand him anymore. He is so anti-Ranger, it's disgusting.
Mike Greeny from Norwich. What a story.
Mike Greene is a paper tiger. You just hit him once and knock him on his ass. So he's not a guy.
Keep
and
the point. Any team would love to have him. You know? When he said that, I was like, and he was like, well, he has to learn to turn around his game, Eddie, Edzo, because he was known as an offensive guy coming out, and then when he couldn't score in the NHL, guess what? He had to become defensive. Oh, boy, there's something you don't see often. He's so special. And Troy Brown was on that Stanley Cup team. This team has a lot of Stanley Cup experience.
The only thing I've seen Troy Brower do is interfere constantly. It's funny. I think one of the goals, I think it was a goal in game where the Caps tied it up. I forget who was in front, but there's Brower literally holding the guy back. So he can't make the play to try and block, you know, like block the shot or make a play on the shot coming in. And, you know, so Brower doesn't impress me. That whole team doesn't impress me, you know. And the funny, in game 5, and Costa and I were talking about this, they crashed the net. They didn't come close to crashing the net last night. They were, everything was on the outside.
Yeah. And there was a big thing on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it in the group today. Jeff Cooper went off, like, saying that Ranger fans underestimate teams, and not all of them, but some.
No, I never didn't underestimate the Caps. I knew it was going to be a long series. I figured I picked them in 6, so I'm wrong there. So, you know.
You will never be able to convince me that no matter what this series turns out to be, that the Capitals are a better team than the Rangers.
No, they're really not.
But the Rangers aren't showing it, so what is it? It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, I'll tell
the
you
Rangers,
one thing, though.
The future will be a better team. They're going in the right direction, but, you know.
They're still missing offense. And I hate to say it, they're going to have to get another scoring forward in the offseason.
Chris Higgins.
You know, whether it be, you know, let's, you know, they're going to, if they go after Nash, they'll get him at a discount, or go after Parise. You know, although everybody's saying, oh, you know, the fact the Devils are on this run maybe convince Parise to stay, but last time I checked, the Devils are still broke.
Yeah. And they're pretty much bankrupt.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, as but, a, I'm a fan forever, and, you know, if I want them to win badly just because I want, you know, my prediction was, hey, if they can get to the conference finals, what a great, you know, at least it's somewhat of a great season, even if, say, they lost to the Devils, well, it would be really hard, it's painful to live with, they lost to the Devils that step short of the finals, but, you know, considering where this team was last year, and ironically, they finished seven places higher with essentially the same scoring problems as they did the year before.
I think the Rangers, see, I don't, I'm not a proponent of going out, and if Parise's available and you know, we could sign him, the whole thing, that's fine. But trading away anybody, I'm a little hesitant on to get guys because, frankly, I think with the young, with the youth will develop when the Criders and those guys develop and some of the guys, those 25, 30 goal scorers will come. But right now, I'm just focused on just getting three goals maybe. I mean, come on, let's go crazy. Let's get three goals tomorrow night. And I just want to speak to you about the playoff experience because that was kind of like me and Jim's thing and I guess most of the people too, like you, who wanted to see them to get to the third round. They've played 14 playoff games.
I know.
It's a lot of experience right
there.
Yeah,
absolutely. But, you know, it'd be a heartbreaker to lose in a seventh game at home. You know, would it be a step in the right direction? Oh, absolutely. It sets up a foundation for a bright future. You know, I'd love to see him get to the next round because just to, you know, torture the shit out of Brodeur. And, you know, the funniest thing is in my family, my father and I are Ranger fans. My uncle is a Devils fan. He lives like 10, 15 minutes from the arena. And my aunt, who didn't know anything about hockey, has become this incredible nutcase of a Devils fan. And she's always on Facebook now posting in our groups. And I'm like, you know, they meet
groups.
Up. I go, there's no way that I could speak to her. And did you hear this, that the Devils sold out all their tickets in like 10 minutes today? And probably bought up all by Cap and Ranger fans.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
You know, But I was standing in the chat room and go, you know, if we get to a game, if they get to an Eastern Conference Finals game one on Monday night, that'd be a nice birthday. That would be an extra nice birthday present for me. So,
happy birthday, Howie.
Thank you. It's Monday.
Well, good for you.
Oh,
yeah, right?
Good for you. All right, Howie. Listen, we got one more call to take before we wrap up this.
Go back in the chat room.
All right.
Okay, take care, brother.
Talk to you later,
take it easy, guys. All right, bye.
Good for you.
Good for
birthday.
You.
You want a birthday win. What about the rest of us?
Costa.
Yeah.
What's up?
Howie said everything I had to say. The problem is they want the perfect shot. And you're not going to get the perfect shot with the team. You gotta back of the net. You understand? That's what they did in game five. They bettered the net and they won the game.
What do you want me to say? You're right. You're right.
Tip.
How's your foot?
Bad news.
Yeah, what was the prognosis? You did what the last?
I broke my fibula.
Wow. You
broke your fibula?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
In a cast?
Yep.
Plaster cast?
Wow.
No, not, fiberglass.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Costa.
Yep.
With a lower body injury. So how long is it going to take to heal?
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
He's out.
Yeah. Sorry about that, bro.
Yeah.
You'll be just in time, what? Just in time for the draft.
4th of July weekend. 22nd.
Oh, okay. A little before the draft. The season will be over after Saturday anyway, so you have a lot of time to rest up.
Come on.
I have a little faith, my friend.
Have a little faith.
I am. I'm saying it sarcastically.
I know.
I'll root to the final buzzer. I was there at the miracle game. Game five, which now has been dubbed the Great Escape. It's going to be Escape from Planet of the Apes. Game seven. Hope they get out of that one. But I'm not jumping off. I ain't going nowhere.
Joe D said you can go rehab with Doobie.
fucking God, what a piss poor performance last night. You trying to cheer up Costa with his own laugh? I can't believe he broke his fibula.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It could have been a lot worse. It's not displaced. It's just cracked, but, you know, that'll still take 8 weeks to fix.
Jeez. All right. I'm done with you.
All right. Bye.
Hope you feel better, brother.
Bye, Costa. We'll talk to you soon. All right. So we got the game on Saturday. When do you want to do the game seven wrap up? Do you want to do it Saturday after the game, or do you want to wait till Sunday?
Let's do it Saturday after the game.
Saturday after the game, we're gonna break precedent here. Break the format. That's good. I might have a live studio audience here in the house.
Well, I mean, unless you think it's inconvenient, it's gonna probably take me about a half hour to get home from where I am. Where I'll be watching the game, so it could go on late, not here on the East Coast.
Well, the game's at 7:30 your time, so it would be late. I mean, for you, it would be late.
Yeah, I think Emily's right. Maybe, well, I'm not really in a rally mood, but maybe we have a rally show tomorrow and then skip until Sunday.
Emily,
what are we
going to
rally about, Emily?
What was wrong with this rally show? Can't you tell how peppy he's been?
What was that power play line? Ungatz, Nada, Zippo.
Bupkis.
Bupkis.
We didn't come up with a name for the other defenseman. Zilch?
Zilch. What?
Zilch. Czechoslovakian.
Yeah. We got a check in there. Zilch.
Zdeno Zilch.
Zdeno Zilch. It's powerful. I don't think I'm not feeling the rally thing at all.
No, I got somebody. I got family coming into town tomorrow, so I'm not going to be able to do a rally show.
Rally yourselves. You got a Facebook group.
Rally yourselves in the shower, in the bathroom, whatever you got to do.
Whatever you got to rally. And then maybe we'll do a show Sunday. We won't do Saturday night. We'll do Sunday.
All right. Sunday at what, 9 a.m.? Sunday's Mother's Day, though. That's a problem, too.
Yeah. Well, my mother's dead. It's not a problem for me.
Well, so is mine, but I am married to one. How about it's my Twiki. How about 8 o'clock Sunday night your time?
Sounds good. 88 Eastern time, it's going to either be the feast or the funeral.
Yep. We'll either be playing Taps or the Rangers victory song.
Right. So,
all right,
thank you, peeps. Take care, everybody.
We're off the air. I didn't even realize we ran out of time. Good night, everybody.
Right, good.
Sunday. Are you really that down on their chances of them winning, or was that all for the show?
I would say it was 5% shtick and 95%. I really think they're going to lose.
Okay.
I hope they don't. I hope they don't.
All right. I wasn't sure if you were just doing it to, you know, get everybody going or what.
No, I feel this team is just the tank is dry, Jim. There's no much. There's no more left.
You might be right. You might be right. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I wasn't surprised at all at the way they played last night, and I wouldn't be surprised if they play a very similar game tomorrow night. I really wouldn't if the season ends on a whimper. I don't know where they're going to find. I tell you, even if they find a way to get through tomorrow night, I don't know where they're going to find the energy to get past to play the Devils.
But maybe it'll be different. I don't know. It doesn't seem to be different no matter who they play. But just as far as this goes, it's just unless they have a lead going into the third period tomorrow, I will not be expecting a win. I'm not expecting them to win. But hey, listen. It's a whole new game. Who knows what, once they drop the puck, that's what it's come down to, once they drop the puck.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Take it easy.